Maseches Kelayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses Havracha, someone who is Mavrich Egefen, which means he layers a grapevine. The branches of a grapevine can be extended and buried, and the end of the branch coming up some distance away from the main part of the grapevine. And this branch, where it would come up out of the ground further away, it would root underneath the ground, and it would become a separate grapevine in and of itself. And this was a method of producing more grapevines. They would be mavrich. They would layer the grapevines by burying a branch and having it pop up somewhere else. So the Mishnah discusses this. Hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz. Someone who's mavrich, he layers the grapevine in the ground. He buries a branch along the ground and has the end of it pop up somewhere else. If there's less than 3 tefachim of dirt on top of the branch, you cannot plant any other species above the buried branch. You can't plant any other species because this other species that you plant, the roots will go down and penetrate into the buried branch and will cause a grafting of the other species with this buried grapevine branch. Even if the branch that you buried, you buried and layered it through a gourd or a pipe. He used a hollowed out gourd or a pipe to encase the buried branch of the grapevine. Even still, one cannot plant species of other species above it because the roots can still penetrate the gourd or the pipe. The Rav says we're talking about an earthenware pipe. That's still possible to be penetrated by the roots of this other species. However, the Rav says if it would be a metal pipe, then it would not be a problem to plant other species, because that would prevent the roots of the other species grafting into the grapevine plant. Hivricha b'sela, if he layers it with rock and he puts rock in between over the grapevine branch, that will be a barrier between the other species that's going to be planted on top and the grapevine branch that's underneath. If there's a rock barrier in between, afal pi she'ein afar al gaba ela shelosh etzbeis, even if there's only 3 finger breadths of dirt on top, mutar l'havizer alah, you're allowed to plant other seeds, other species on top of it. The 3 fingers breadth is just practical because that's the minimum amount needed to plant other things. It's not a halachic shear. There's no problem at all planting other things, even with less than that, because the rock will serve as a barrier between whatever else you plant and the grapevine underneath it. The Mishnah now switches to a different case. Harkuba shebagefen. Harkuba is a knee, and this is a grapevine that has a knee-shaped curve in it. What happened is the trunk came up above the ground, and then it bends at like a 90-degree angle, goes horizontally along the ground, and then another 90-degree angle, it comes up and straight up. So where the trunk is, the plant doesn't grow straight up, but rather has a knee-shaped bend along the ground, and then it goes up again, and it has a second trunk popping up some distance away from the first trunk. So regarding measuring the area, the workspace around the grapevine, so the Mishnah says, "Ein meididin la min ha'ikar hasheni. Ein meididin la ela min ha'ikar hasheni. We only measure only from the second trunk, where the second trunk, not the original trunk where it comes out of the ground, but the second trunk that goes up and the grapevine's growing over there. That's where we measure from. For individual vine, we measure 6 tefachim around it that you have to distance before planting other species. It'll be measured from the second trunk." The Rav points out this is only if it's not so noticeable, the first trunk. But if the first trunk is noticeable, you can see clearly that that's where the first trunk is. So then we would have to take that into account. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is also talking about Havracha, where they're Mavrich Gefanim, but it's bringing in other concepts that we've seen previously in the Masechta regarding making a vineyard out of grapevines, that you need two rows of grapevines in order to have a vineyard. So the Mishnah says over here, Hamavrich shalosh gefanim. Someone is mavrich, he layers 3 gefanim. So he had 3 gefanim, 3 grapevines in a row. And then he layers them and he puts out a shoot, buries a shoot and pops it up some distance away, all three of them, and now creates another parallel row of three more grapevines that are popping up some distance away. V'ikareyem nirin, the trunks of the first row are visible, and he now has two parallel rows. Reb Elazar bar Tzadok Aimer, Reb Elazar bar Tzadok says, Im yesh beinehem me'arba ames ad shmeina ames, Achmeina, if there's between 4 to 8 amas between the rows, harelum et starfis, then these two rows will combine to form a vineyard. Less than 4 amas would be too small of a distance to be considered a separate row, and more than 8 amas would be too far apart that they wouldn't join together to be considered a vineyard. Then lav, if they don't meet these requirements, it's less than 4 or greater than 8, einam et starfis, they're not going to combine. But between 4 and 8, they'll combine to be two rows to make a vineyard that will require distancing 4 amis as opposed to 6 tvachim from the vineyard before planting other species. The Mishnah says another case here, Gefen sheyavsha. If you have a grapevine that dried up and died, still asura, it's forbidden to plant other species in the work area around it, 6 tvachim around this individual grapevine. Ve'ina mikadeshes, however, it's not going to become mekudesh, become aser b'ana, forbidden to benefit if someone would plant other produce. That is because this is not real kilayim, this is only aser m'derabanan. It's rabbinically prohibited because it looks like a grapevine that the leaves just fell off, but it's still alive, even though it's really a dead grapevine. And since it looks like that, so chazal asered planting other species within the 6 tvachim area. But since it's only aser m'derabanan, if someone went ahead and did plant other species, it won't become aser b'ana, won't become forbidden to benefit from it. The Mishnah lists now other cases that are also only aser m'derabanan and won't become forbidden if you went ahead and planted other species together with the grapevine. Reb Meir says, Aft semer gefen, also cotton plants, which look similar to a grapevine. Usser, it's forbidden to plant other seeds in the work area of the cotton plant. Ve'ina mekadesh, but it's not going to become usser b'ana, won't be prohibited to benefit from it if one did so, because it's only usser m'derabanan. A third case, Reb Elazar bar Tzadok Aimer mishmai, Reb Elazar bar Tzadok said in his name, in Reb Meir's name, another case, af al gabi gefen, also when someone plants on top of a gefen, and this is referring to planting on top of the buried grapevine when someone is mavrich, he layered and sent up underneath the ground a shoot of the grapevine that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that one cannot plant other species on top of that buried grapevine because the roots will go down and penetrate it and graft into the grapevine. So similarly in that case, afal gabi gefen, someone who plants above this grapevine, it's aser, forbidden to do so, but it won't become aser b'ana. This is because the merging over here is done through grafting. The roots of the other species will graft into that grapevine. And grafting between other species and the grapevine is only aser m'derabanan. And so it's aser to do so, but it won't become forbidden to benefit if someone went ahead and did that. Because it's not kalayim d'oraisa.